This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Science and technology continues to allow agriculture to make leaps and bounds that are necessary to feed an expanding world population. One area of agribusiness that has grown exponentially is the biological space. It has added potential benefits for growers with an ever-expanding lineup of products. Up next, we will hear from Matt Sauter with Mosaic Biosciences to determine what growers should be looking for in a biological and which operations should be using biologicals on their crops.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
Biologicals are a form of crop nutrition or crop protection that are derived from natural materials. They are attractive to growers because of their potential as a cost-effective product that is not produced synthetically. Matt Sauter, a director of field solutions for Mosaic Biosciences, says that a company can have a wide range of biologicals available, but without the proper trials and testing data to back them up, farmers can be skeptical about the efficacy of the product.
The thing about biologicals is it's a very diffuse space, and it's still just, it's a frontier. There's so much we don't know about what happens below the soil surface, and yet the things we do know, we found to be sometimes inconsistent. And so the reality is that for farmers to make the best possible decision, they should look for suppliers that are going to bring a clear data proposition, a clear value proposition based on science, and then make sure that they have a relationship with them to say, I've got integrity behind the products that are going to be there.
Should farmers be applying biologicals with an end goal in mind or as a remedy to a problem already affecting their fields? Sauter says that return on investment remains a priority.
Most of all, the purpose behind a biological should be the same. Our currency is still return on investment. So as a producer, I find it difficult to say that we can make an investment strictly for the purpose of soil health without seeing a return. You have to have a way to improve what we're doing.
He says a biological must fit the profile of the operation it is being applied to in order to see maximum effectiveness. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.